kindly recite Surah Al-Fatiha لأرواح شهداء كربلاء. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين خالق السماوات والأرضين ثم الصلاة والسلام على عبده ورسوله وحبيبه وصفيه أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين الذي سمي بالقرآن بالطه وياسين والمزمل والمدثر أبي القاسم محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين المنتجبين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء ولعنة الدائم الأبدية على أعداء مجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الحكيم وقرآن المجيد وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا أولياءهم التأغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات. صلوات محمد وآل محمد. يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. قال لي صلوات محمد وآل محمد. This night, indeed, is a very difficult night for Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions and his family members. It's difficult to see your beloved one, especially if that beloved one is your own child and that child is crying for something. Even that something which maybe you don't want to give that child, but still you can't bear that child's crying. It hurts you. And if your child is asking for something which is his need to live, that is few drops of water, it's difficult. For those mothers who were in the camp of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, to listen the cry of their children for water, al-atash, العطش العطش. And this atash, and their atash was not being wasted because it became the symbol of sacrifice, symbol of sacrificing for the sake of Islam. Imam Hussein able to show the entire world, the entire universe, to people of that time and the people to come in future, that how firmly and strongly a person should steadfast for their faith, to revive their religion, to revive the teachings of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. These things cannot be achieved easily. You have to give something to get something. And this something wasn't anything. It was faith. It was Islam. It was the Islam which traveled from Hazrat Adam alayhi salam to Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And that Islam which traveled between 124,000 prophets and was being perfected and completed with Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That religion, that Islam cannot be let go just like that because of those few people who have lustful desires and have some vested interest into that. They try to change the religion. As I explained it in previous nights, it did not start it in the time of Yazid. Yes, he carried on the same thing, but it was being started before him from his father and before that. And that was difficult for Imam Hussain alayhi salam. This is really something we should know. And the hadith has been narrated that Hussain, you will be ibrah, lesson for people to learn. People to come to learn from you. And that's why we see when Hussain gives his life, when Hussain gives the slogans and tell people that why he has traveled from Medina to Makkah and from Makkah to Karbala and why he has brought his family over there. For what? It was only and only for Islam. إِنْ يَخْرُجْ أَشْرًا وَلَا بَتْرًا. I haven't came out from Medina to get some wealth, to get some position. No, it is only and only to save and revive the religion of my grandfather, the Holy Prophet. I don't have any other desire except an amura bil maruf wa anha anil munkar. This was the objective which has been explained by Imam alayhi salam before he left Medina. It should be slogan in our life. It should be always in front of our life.
أن آمر بالمعروف وأنهى عن المنكر. أن آمر بالمعروف وأنهى عن المنكر. That I would like to do أمر بالمعروف and to do نهي عن المنكر. To promote good and correct teachings of Islam and restrain and abstain people and help them to abstain from wrongdoings and wrongful acts. The ideology was being gradually being transformed from the true values of Islam towards the values made by Banu Umayyah at that time. And the basic was, remember that, the basic was to separate Quran from our practical lives. No politics in Quran, no economics in Quran, no socializing in Quran. So what is in Quran? What left then in Quran? Imam Hussain said, everything is in Quran. Everything is in the Sunnah of Holy Prophet. Politics over there, economics over there, social structure of his society has been explained in Quran. The educational structure has been developed and explained in Quran. Everything has been explained in Quran. لا رتب ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين. That everything has been mentioned. Every dry and wet, everything what is required to achieve the excellence and perfection in one's life has been explained in Quran and in the teachings of the Holy Prophet. The deviation which was being showed and the deviation which was being developed in that time, Imam wanted to put a line between haq and batil, right and wrong. And that's what he did. Before that, it was difficult to understand who is really a true Muslim. One of the significance of his uprising, that after this event of Karbala, it becomes very easy to understand that those people who love and follow the footstep of the grandson of the Holy Prophet, they are on the right path. We are not talking about the Shia or Sunnah. No. We are talking about the people who love and follow the footsteps of the grandson of the Holy Prophet, that is Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Before this event of Karbala, it was difficult. It has been narrated that people used to come to Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu salam. They came to Ali and said, "Oh Ali, we are confused. When we come to you, it looks that you are on the right path. The right is with you. And when we go to other people, it looks that they are on the right path. We are confused what we should do." Amirul Mu'mineen said, "Alaykum bil Quran. If you are confused, then go and see it and look into and pound into Quran that what Quran has said. The Quran is praising Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim and guiding us that these are the people that we should follow their footsteps. They are the right people. If you are confused, go and ask Quran. There are surahs. There are verses. Who are those people for whom the verse of Ayat Tathir has been revealed? Who are those people? Are they XYZ any other person? No. If Allah has given them that tahara and purity which no man can achieve without the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we can say that those people are parallel to these people? Never. Not only as a level of knowledge, they were no parallel. In history, you may find only a single person after Holy Prophet has said that whatever you want to ask, you can ask me. Saluni, saluni, qablan tafkaduni. You can ask me. No other person came forward and said, no, I also know. You can ask me as well. No third person came and said, no one can. And no one can claim that. No one can claim that. Because no one is Babul Ilm. Ali is Babul Ilm. Ali is Babul Hikmah. And if Ali is Babul Ilm and Babul Hikmah, and the progeny in the Imams which will be following him will be also the Babul Ilm and Babul Hikmah, that whosoever would like to reach to the Holy Prophet, they should come through these Ahlul Bayt. And the world can see the knowledge, even the contemporary knowledge, is also from the doorsteps of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. If you talk about biology, it's from Ahlul Bayt. You talk about physics, chemistry, mathematics, astronomy, astrology, it's all and all from Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. There was no other knowledge which could be useful for mankind and it's not been taught or guided by Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. It was all from them. It was the scientists, they named themselves as they have created. If you go through the history, you will find that the fifth Imam and sixth Imam, that is Imam Muhammad al-Baqir and Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Kindly recite Salawat Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Yes, in between we lost our way. Knowledge, it just came out of our hands, and those people who strive for it, they got it. It was before in the hands of Muslims, then other people, they strive for it. Education. And education is not only the contemporary education which is in our schools and universities, but the education besides that, conventional education, the main education is ma'arifatullah. Awwaluddin ma'arifatuhu. Awwaluddin, Imam Ali says that the beginning of religion is the ma'arifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we would like to prosper, not only in this world, but also hereafter, then the combination of these knowledge should be there. We have lessons to learn from Karbala. Lessons to learn. That Imam has given us the direction that whenever you see atrocity, zulm, you cannot remain silent. It's the hadith Imam Hussain says that I have heard this hadith from my father, Imam Ali. And he has narrated this hadith from my grandfather, the Holy Prophet, that a person who remains, why he looks atrocities around himself, injustice around himself, and remain silent and calm, have nothing to do with me. That Allah has the right. Allah has that right. That Allah will put this person in the same place where Allah will put that tyrant into the fire of hell. That person has done nothing except he was silent. And Allah has said that that person who has remained silent on zulm and injustice in the society, that person deserves to be in the fire of hell as well, like that tyrant person. We have responsibilities. We have responsibilities. If we are waiting for a waited one, the 12th Imam, and we hope that the darkness of this world could be replaced with the light of his guidance and the light of his reappearance, then we should strive for it. We cannot achieve just like that. A few verses which I mentioned a couple of days back from Surah Saf, what says, يُرِيدُونَ لَيُدْفِعُ نُورَ اللَّهِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ يُرِيدُونَ لَيُدْفِعُ نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتَمَّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. Allah said, whatever, don't be afraid and scared about these tyrant people. They cannot do anything. With all that, cannot do anything, we are afraid. With all that, all their media, their politics, the army, the arms they have, the technology they have, of course we are afraid of that. Allah says, don't be afraid. Whatever these enemies of Islam they have, it is nothing more than a blow of wind from our mouth. That even sometimes we cannot able to extinguish the light of a candle. At times it happens. Okay? So whatever, Allah said, all what you see as a power in this world, for me, it's nothing. And from the beginning, I'm saying that when in the verses in Surah Baqarah, it's been said, Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min al-zulamat ila al-nur. Allah is the one. Allah is the wali of those people who will have faith in him. If we have iman in Allah, if we have put ourselves in the services of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Allah will grab our hands and help us. Like Allah helped army in battle of Badr and Uhud and different places. Allah helped. These verses give us strength. Would we like to have the solution that what we should be doing? The action plan? Yes, Allah has given action plan for us. Allah says in Quran over here in verse number 10 on verse 10 and 11. Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu hal adullakum. O you people who have faith in me, hal adullakum. Do I guide you? May I guide you? Or rather, should I guide you? Ala tijaratin. To a trade, do trade with me. Allah is just not asking, no, you are my creation, you are my servant, you have to do it. Even if he has asked something like that, we have to do it. But Allah is not asking like that. Allah is saying, I'm doing trading with you. هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ I will trade with عَذَابِ عَلِيمٍ. If you will perform those things, then that fire of hell, the doors of fire of hell will be closed for you. And you will be entering into paradise, having a smile on your face. هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْأَلِيمِ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. الله أكبر. First sentence says, oh, those people who have believed in me. Then again says, تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Why Allah is saying to have iman for the people who are already having iman? No, there is a level of iman. Is a level of iman? There is iman in words only, and not in our character, not in practice. When we face some challenges and difficulties, we leave Islam, we leave Sharia. We say, no, this is not haram, this is okay, this is it's all right. We are living in Western society, we have to do this, and we make excuses for ourselves. Allah says, تؤمنون بالله, that have firm faith in me. The first and foremost thing is that. تؤمنون بالله. Then Allah says, تؤمنون بالله ورسوله, and believe in my prophet. And believing in prophet doesn't stop at the level of prophets, but it also includes his successors, those who have been appointed on the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the Holy Prophet. There is imams, that infallible imams, that we should be having faith in them. Then Allah says, تُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Have faith in me, number one. Have faith in Holy Prophet. And with the extended explanation, also faith in the infallible imams and divine leaders. Third thing, what he's asking, تُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. This is the action plan. Number one, two, three, تُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. That strive on my path. تُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. What sabil? There are lots of good works to do. بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. You have to give your wealth on the path of Allah to promote haq, to promote righteous. I have mentioned verses before as well in previous nights, that although what we have as our wealth, it's not ours, it all belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But again, Allah is assuming it, and we as human, we perceive it, that this, what we are earning, it belongs to us, it's mine. No one can take it. So Allah say, okay, no one can take it, but if you want to do trade with me, the action plan is to believe in me, believe in my prophet, believe in divine leaders, and to jahid, and strive with your wealth to promote truth, to promote justice, to promote good in your society, in this world. بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ, yourself as well. So what we should be doing? Taking a Kalashnikov in our hand and go just like those barbarians, they have ISIS over there? No. تُجَاهِد, it's strive. Now it could be in the battlefield, but it could be in different ways. It could be in social and welfare sector, it could be in education, it could be in establishing a good environment in your society from whom people can recognize and acknowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To strive and spend your wealth, and not your wealth only, but your time as well. Sometime we say, okay, whatever you want from us, you can take from as a money, you can have it, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, you can take from me. But I cannot give my time to volunteer. Over here, Quran says, "Anfusakum." You, yes, you yourself should be involved in that thing. Tujahiduna bi-amwalikum wa anfusakum, dhalikum khayrul lakum in kuntum ta'alamun. And this is something which is something the best. And according to the today's slang language, best is the most best thing which can be achieved. This is the action plan. And now we can see Imam Hussein's Nahza, Imam Hussein's uprising, that he gave everything over there, whatever he had, whatsoever he had, he gave. Why? With a mission, with an objective, that is to revive Islam. So people who are coming in future could able to differentiate between the right Islam and the wrong one. The true face of Islam is Hussein. If someone would like to see that what is the right Islam, they indicate towards the Hussein uprising of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And it is an honor for us that we are his lovers and followers. We are his lovers and followers. It is an honor for us. And it is the blessing of Allah that Allah gave us opportunity to recognize and got that awareness that which path is the right path. Remember, my dear, some of you are students, some of you are professors and teachers. Everyone knows that nothing, a person cannot learn anything without going through those books. You have to read, you have to learn, you have to go through it to understand it, and then pass your exams ultimately. And then, of course, make it practical, apply in your practical life and at your jobs in different places. When the contemporary knowledge cannot be acquired without university, how a Quranic and divine knowledge can be acquired without any university, without having any system to learn? Yes, we will sleep and we will desire, oh Allah, give me all your knowledge and do ilham on me, and in the morning I will learn everything. No, it's not like that. We have to go through that what Imam Hussein's mission was. A request to read a book which has been compiled by ulama, in which the sermons has been mentioned from Medina to Karbala, that what he said, the sermons he gave, the advices he gave to his companions and other people, so we can find our path. Otherwise we will be lost. We will be named. You know that? A friend of mine, I think it's been 20 years he's in South Africa. He said that when he started doing tabligh and trying to find out people, he reached to communities that at time they were being Shia and the followers of Ahlul Bayt, and gradually Some of them, they were been converted to as a Wahhabis, and some of them, they were been converted as Christians. So don't think that if we will be just staying over here and just commemorating few days, we will be remain Shia and our children will be remain Shia. No, we will lost. In West Indies, the creed of Shia was been found. They were being over there 80, 90 years back, or maybe 100 years back over there. Shias were over there. In Thailand, in China, they were Shias were been there. They gradually, because there wasn't any tabligh, there wasn't any learning and education process in their society, no system was there, so gradually they lost their faith. And many of them, they even lost, even they came out as a Muslim as well. They converted as a Buddhist or Christian or something else. So we have to strive to remain strong and staunch in our beliefs and strengthen them with knowledge, with ma'rifah, with learning more and more that what Quran says, what the Holy Prophet says, and what our divine infallible leaders, our Imam says. So we can promote the same to the next generation and the people who are in our society. We can love bravery from Karbala, that how they were brave and how they're able to show their bravery, all that they were thirsty for several days. For several days, they were thirsty. But still, when they used to go into the battlefield, nobody could able to recognize them that they are weak. They haven't had there any food. They couldn't able to have any water. No, when they used to go into the battlefield, they were brave like any other person. They were strong like any other person. And that's why that whenever even the companions and friends of Imam Hussein went to the battlefield, they were strong and they used to kill several people because they have strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They could feel that strength, the divine and holy strength in themselves. Why? Because they were on the right path. Yes. My dear, that we have to be careful and differentiate ourselves, that we should come into the wilayah of Allah. Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumat ila an-nur wal ladhina kafaru awliyahum at-taghut. Those people who do not believe, their friends are their protectors, and they get the guidance from those people and they go astray. Be careful where to go, how to go. Tonight is a big night. One of the amals that should be observed tonight, that the person should be awakened the whole night and do ibadah, recite Quran, recite dua, recite ziyara, read maqtal, read that history from book, read it and try to ponder on it. And recite salawat Muhammad wa alayhi.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And tomorrow, the day of Ashura, my dear, those who can close their shops, their businesses, they should do. No, I should correct myself. People must try to avoid to involve themselves in worldly acts. It is really difficult sometimes, I know, over here, but it's really unfortunate for the believers and lovers of Imam Hussain alayhi salam that they are not able to quit their jobs, take one day absence from their jobs. I don't know why. People should have planned. This is a big day. It's a day off. Tomorrow is a day of grief and sorrow. So it's not optional actually. I cannot say it's an obligatory. But if you go through the books of love and affection, you will find written in that a person should dedicate that day of Ashura to remember the sacrifices of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. So my dear, even if you have to face some losses, you should take off your day and come. Even if you cannot come to the center, in your room, in your house, read Maqtal, do whatever you can do as ziyarah and ibadah and praying and offering of prayers and du'as, whatever you can do it. But detach yourself from worldly acts as much as you can. It's not an obligation for in Sharia and Fiqh, but it is something which is very much desirable that a person should do, especially those who have love and affection and their followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Allahu Akbar. You know what? Sometimes when we are in difficulties, having problems, issues with us, what we request people, especially when someone is in hospital or being sick, bedridden, we say, please recite Amma Yujib. But Amma Yujib is not only for the people who are bedridden and sick, is the people who are having in difficult times. And I can see and feel that how this household of Imam Hussain will be facing. Allahu Akbar. I will recite for them and recite for the people and followers of Ahlul Bayt who are facing atrocities at different places in this world. Amma yujibu al-mustar idha da'ahu wa yakshifu su. أما يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء. Zainab doesn't have anyone at that night. Zainab was saying, oh father, oh Ali, where you are? We need you desperately. Allahu Akbar. Oh my mother Fatima, where you are? No one was there. Oh my brother Hassan, where you are? See, Hussein is alone in this battlefield. Amma yujibu al-mustar idha da'ahu wa yakshifu as-su. Amma yujibu al-mustar idha da'ahu wa yakshifu as-su. I know that. That su is very close to Imam Hussein's his camps. That battle, that imposed battle is very close to them. You know, when the 9th of Muharram came, the enemy tried to attack on the camps of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein heard some things, noises coming, as if people are coming on the horses towards the camp of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam said, asked his flag bearer, Hazrat Abul Fadl Abbas, Abbas, go and see what these people want from us. Allahu Akbar, Abbas went over there and asked Amr ibn Sa'd, what you want from us? He said, we would like to attack on you. You have two options. You have two options to give allegiance to Yazid. La'natul alay. To give allegiance to Yazid ibn Muawiyah, or be ready to fight with us. I don't know how to explain it, but how it was difficult for Imam Hussein alayhi salam to choose from these two. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Imam said that these la'in has given me, these la'ina has given me to be living and humiliated by giving allegiance to Yazid, or die on the path of Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Bayna al-dhillati wa-salla. Allahu Akbar. Hayhat minna dhilla. Imam said, hayhat minna dhilla. That I will not give allegiance to Yazid. Hazrat Abbas and other companions who came to talk to Amr ibn Sa'd, they said, okay, let me ask my brother, let me ask my imam. Hazrat Abbas went back to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. While Hazrat Abbas went back to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, there were companions over there, like Zuhair, Muslim, Habib ibn Mazahir. They started talking to the people. To Amr ibn Sa'd, to Shimr ibn Zaljushan, and other people. They started telling them, oh, you people of Kufa, don't you remember that you have invited Hussein? We who are accompanying Imam Hussein, we did not invite him. But still we are with the son of Fatima, with the grandson of Rasulullah. And you who invited him to come to Kufa, now you are standing against him? And now you would like to behead him? You would like to have battle with him? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Don't you know who this person Hussein is? He is the grandson of your Prophet Rasulullah. He is the son of Fatima, the daughter of the Holy Prophet. He is the son of Ali. Don't you know him? Who is that person is? But those tyrant peoples have one thing to say. No. We know everything, but we will take allegiance from Hussein or take his head to Yazid. Allahu Akbar. Abbas reached to Imam Hussein alayhi salam and explained that they want to attack us right now, or they are asking for allegiance for Yazid. Imam said, never. Abbas, go back to them and ask them that give us one night. Give us one night. Look, the son of Fatima, ask him those Lu'na to give them one night. Asking those tyrant people to give one night and tell them, I would like to have one more night because I would like to do ibadah. I would like to offer prayers for my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I love to offer prayers for Allah. I love to do dua for Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Abbas went back with this message and said, Amr ibn Sa'd, Imam Hussein is asking one night, to do ibadah, and tomorrow, if you wish, you can come and have battle with us. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Those tyrant peoples who were companions of Amr ibn Sa'd start telling him, don't give him permission, don't give him time. Some of them said, no, let them, give them some time, give them some space. Tomorrow we will talk to them. Allahu Akbar. So they allowed Imam Hussein and his companions to have one more day, one more night. Allah, to perform ibadah. So this night, this was similar night was there. The night of Ashura. Allahu Akbar. The last night before Ashura. Allahu Akbar. You know what happened at that time? Shimr ibn Zuljushan was there. He said, my cousins come forward. You know who was his cousin? Abbas. And brothers of Abbas were cousins to Shimr ibn Zuljushan. Allahu Akbar. Imam Hussein said, okay, he is asking you to go forward. Go forward, let listen to him what he wants to say. Abbas went forward and said, what you want from us? He said, oh, you are my cousins, you have right on me. If you come to me and join me, you have peace. You are safe. Allahu Akbar, Abbas said, there's peace and safety is for me and not for the son of Fatima. Are you going to behead him and fight with him? And you are want to give peace and safety to me. Wallah, no, it's not going to happen like that. I will be remain with my Imam. Allahu Akbar. Till my last drop of my blood. Allahu Akbar. That night. A night before Ashura. Was a very difficult night on Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Imam gathered his companions on that night, and he extinguished the lamp and said, you know, the best companions I got that not even my grandfather and father and my brother got companions like you. That you are the best companions that even anyone can have. Not even in future anyone can have someone like you. You are the best companions. But now, we came to know that these people are thirsty of my blood. I allow you to go and leave me alone. These people will not come after you. When they will have my head and they have killed me, they will not come after you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And if you are ashamed to go alone, take one of my family members with you. And when people will ask that why you have left Hussein, tell them that I wanted to bring this a person from Ahlul Bayt to the place of safety. So I left Imam Hussein. Allahu Akbar. The first one who spoke was Abu al-Fadl Abbas and said, Imam, that cannot be done. We are over here. to give our lives not only once but even for 1,000 times. If we have to give life, we will give life for you. Allahu Akbar. Then Zuhair stand up. Then Habib ibn Mazahir, then Muslim, and other companions came forward and start saying, Imam, that even if we get lives for 70 times, the other guy said, if we get lives for 10,000 times, we will like to be in your company and would like to be with you and give our life for you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Imam said that I have not seen anyone like you people, that no one has got companions like me. Then Imam gave glad tidings to the people that tomorrow all of you will be shaheed and martyrs. You will be in Jannah. And Imam has been in the traditions that Imam with his ilm showed them the places in Jannah, in paradise. In paradise. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Yes, only one kid of 13 years was standing over there and said, Imam, you have given glad tidings to everyone except me. What about me? I would like to give my life for Islam, Imam said, what do you think, what you have in what is the vision of your life? What do you think your life is and this death is? Hazrat Qasim said, this death, if it's been in your flag, if it's been under you, this life and this death is more sweeter than honey. Allahu Akbar. Imam Had Al-Qasim and said, tomorrow Qasim, you will be martyred. And not only you, but your brother, six-month brother Ali Asghar, Abdullah Ravi, will also be shaheed. Allahu Akbar. These people came out of the camp of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Ajib, those events of those nights, really, they are something. Habib ibn Mazahir was having big smile on his face. Zuhair asked, or maybe Muslim, he asked, Habib, is this the time to smile and be happy when we know that tomorrow we are going to die? Habib said, yes, that's why I'm happy, because I have given that glad tidings that tomorrow when I will be killed, the Hur al-Ain will come, who will come for me over there. Allah has given me this opportunity to get the shahada, so I am happy. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. One of the companions saw Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam went into the dark, some place, into the middle of the battlefield, between camps of Imam Hussein and the army of Yazid over there. This person followed him just to safeguard him in case somebody attacks him. Imam went over there and sat at a place and started saying, Ya Zahra fil laka min khalili. Oh, this world. Oh, world. How, what sort of friend you are that you do not respect the friendship of anyone? That how many people you have eaten and taken, and now that we are departing from you. Allahu Akbar. Imam heard the footstep of that companion say, who is behind me? He said, Mawla, I'm over here. Say, why you have came over here? He said, just to see my place where tomorrow I will be beheaded over here. That he, Imam, took the hand of that companion and showed him the different places. Look, this is the place where Habib ibn Mazahir will be slaughtered. This is the place where Muslim will be slaughtered. That is the place where Zuhair will be slaughtered. That is the place where Ali Akbar will be butchered. That is the place the Qasim's body will be trampled. That is the place where Abbas will die. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. That companion start crying on the mazlumiyah, on the situation through which Imam Hussein was going. They went back to the camp. Imam went to the camp of his sister Hazrat Zainab. When he went into that, Hazrat Zainab, you know what Hazrat Zainab inquired? Hazrat Zainab asked, oh my brother, oh my Imam Hussein, have you tested your companions? Have you tested your companions? God forbid, tomorrow they don't leave you like the companions of Imam Hassan left. They don't leave you as the companions of Ali left him in Sif-Sifid and deserted him. The companions were behind the camp listening to the conversation. Ran towards Habib ibn Mazahir and narrated that the princess, Hazrat Zainab, doesn't have faith in us, doesn't have confidence in our companionships. Allahu Akbar. The companions gathered behind the camp of Hazrat Zainab and said, oh Zainab, oh princess of this world, if Imam Hussein allow us, we can behead our heads with our own swords. We have given allegiance to Hussein. We will not leave him till the last drop of our blood. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You know what historians have written? They've written that when he went close to the camps of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, There was been noise just like the noise which comes from the honeybee. How come he came closer to the camps? And when he came closer, he came to know that there are companions offered reciting Quran. There are some companions reciting, offering their prayers. Some of them are offering dua. And in some camps, the mothers are preparing their sons, the little ones, the children for tomorrow, and taking their commitment and promises that they will not leave their uncle tomorrow. When Islam will require their lives, they will give their lives and honor Muhammad said, yes mother, we will be ready. And you will see that we will show the enemy that we are the grandson of Ali, we are the grandson of Aqil, and they will see that how bravely we will fight. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And that night went through with ibadah, and when the fajr of that day of Ashura came, Hazrat Imam Hussein said to his son, Ali Akbar, Ali Akbar, you give